This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The beef industry says agriculture emissions are not regulated by the Clean Air Act, and the Bipartisan Livestock Regulatory Protection Act would keep it that way. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Mary Thomas Hart says it's less than the Clean Air Act regulates.
But we know that, you know, as each administration considers more and more carefully how to use the Clean Air Act as a tool to combat climate change, that the risk increases when it comes to regulating farmers and ranchers with the Clean Air Act.
So Thomas Hart says NCBA is backing the Livestock Regulatory Protection Act to permanently block EPA from regulating farm animal emissions.
There are two provisions that have been included in every appropriations package since 2009. Maintaining those provisions are key to keeping farmers and ranchers out of the realm of Clean Air Act regulation. Those provisions are related to greenhouse gas emissions reporting and direct regulation under Title V.
And as for those blaming U.S. ag for climate change, responsible for less than 4% of U.S. greenhouse gases,
we have truly mastered the art of sustainable beef production. Producers are always striving to be more efficient in their production practices, striving to have the most efficient animals possible.
Thomas Hart argues overregulation prevents producers from continuing to reduce greenhouse gases voluntarily.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.